Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and welcome to day 9 of the series of Lenten readings and meditations that I've prepared for you. Today, I'm going to read what I consider to be the most beautiful passage in the whole of the New Testament, and I'm sure you know which one I'm referring to. It's Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. If I have all the eloquence of men or of angels, but speak without love, I am simply a gong booming or a cymbal clashing. If I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all the mysteries there are and knowing everything, and if I have faith in all its fullness to move mountains, but without love, then I am nothing at all. If I give away all that I possess, piece by piece, and if I even let them take my body to burn it, but am without love, it will do me no good whatever. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense and is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Love does not come to an end. But if there are gifts of prophecy, the time will come when they must fail. Or the gift of languages, it will not continue forever. And knowledge, for this, too, the time will come when it must fail. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophesying is imperfect. But once perfection comes, all imperfect things will disappear. When I was a child, I used to talk like a child, and think like a child, and argue like a child. But now I am a man. All childish ways are put behind me. Now we are seeing a dim reflection in a mirror. But then we shall be seeing face to face. The knowledge that I have now is imperfect, but then I shall know as fully as I am known. In short, there are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Just reading these words today almost brings me to tears. I just find them so incredibly moving. I've read this passage many times at friends' weddings because surely it's the most perfect illustration of what real godly love is. Thank you for listening, and I do hope you have a beautiful day today. Thank you. Bye-bye.